Have you noticed how invasive we've become? Tiger Woods, look, am I the only one who likes Tiger Woods a whole lot more now than I ever did before? I can finally relate to him. I didn't relate to him on the cover of Golf Digest with $1 billion leaning on a 9-iron. I do relate to a naked man in the fetal position mumbling, "Why didn't that hooker keep her mouth shut?" It was interesting to see how other people reacted to it. When did men become so annoyingly self-righteous? Men really threw him under the bus. "I would never behave that way unless presented with the opportunity to do so."
Hey kids, that was comedian Jim Norton. I'm Jim Tofte with The Fake Show. Jim can be seen on the Epics channel with his latest comedy event from Boston. He was a regular on Jay Leno. Most recently, he's been on Louie and Inside Amy Schumer. It's our pal, Jim Norton.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Very good. I've seen a lot of your Twitter page over the last couple of years and stuff. There was one in particular that I wanted to talk about. You responded to Alyssa Milano, who tweeted, "Ate well today, 50-minute spin class, weigh in tomorrow. How was your day?" And you responded, I think, by saying something like, "I ate a box of Captain Crunch and crapped myself."
Oh, God. Sometimes I write things and I'm like, why did I write that? Not that I feel bad about it. I mean, I should have changed the cereal. I don't like Captain Crunch.
There you go. That was the part, right, that offended yourself, right?
Hey, Captain Crunch is loaded with sugar, yeah.
You know, I saw a video of you, and I don't think that we get this show out here on the West Coast, where you and Neil deGrasse Tyson and a bunch of comedians and stuff, it's a show called Four Courses, where you sat down for a meal. J.B. Smoove was the host. I don't think we get that out here. Where is that?
It's on a network called MSG, which is the home of the New York Knicks. And I don't know if it's national or not. It's amazing to me how many people have seen that, because I did one last year. Like the year I did it with John Starks and Ralph Macchio and a couple of, I forget who else was on it. And then this year, yeah, Jerry Cooney was on. This is how interesting Neil deGrasse Tyson is. He was on, like, Jerry Cooney. Boxers are the most interesting guys you can interview because they're fighters and they always have great punch in the face stories.
Right.
Neil deGrasse Tyson held court and was the most interesting guy that day. But, like, you know, I guess astrophysics is Trump's almost everything.
Yeah.
I interviewed him yesterday with Oak in the morning. I love him.
Yeah, I do too. And now, of course, he's got his own late night talk show.
You know what it is with him? It's like, you can be like a little dumb kid and just ask questions. Like, all you want to do is ask space questions. And it's like asking someone who knows everything. And he really does know everything. So, he's not condescending. Like, he explains it kind of in idiot terms for people like you to understand.
Yeah.
But he has an amazing way of, like, making it relatable and not boring at all.
Your latest comedy special is on Epics. It's called Contextually Inadequate. How do people choose between you and the Bruce Jenner interview with Diane Sawyer?
It's funny. People have been asking that about, because Bruce was starting at 9 and I start at 10. Watch Bruce for an hour, get yourself all turned on, and then pop over to my special just to kill the buzz. That's what I would suggest. You can watch both. And there's also DVR. You know, look, DVR Bruce or DVR me, one of the two. Whichever one you want to watch, we'll watch live. Who wants to sit there with 2 hours of Bruce Jenner?
Yeah.
Watch the rest tomorrow.
Yeah, you do want to be able to fast forward through Bruce, I think, just to see the different clothing changes.
It's going to be a lot of you know, the Wheaties box. It's going to be a long, very boring lead up to the new stuff. But the first, they don't need to do 2 hours to talk to a guy about becoming a woman. But they just kind of milk at this one. So, you know, look, I understand why people are interested in this. But it also gives me a built-in excuse. It's like, no matter how I do on Epics, I'll be like, hey, imagine if Bruce did marry. They'll be like, yeah, we know, tough luck. There's nothing to keep, it's like airing against the Super Bowl. So this is obviously much sexier.
You know, your time, Jim Norton, on the Jay Leno show was cool because it helped kind of give that show an edge that it didn't have. In fact, I really enjoyed Jay's show the last year or two that he was on. How did you get that gig?
Well, I had done a few Tonight shows before, and they were always very nice to me, and Jay likes me. And then I did this correspondent thing where I was just, when they started doing the Jay Leno show, and it was just supposed to be me, D.L. Hughley, and 2 other comedians. And I guess because all of the crap that came down on Jay around that time, and I kind of defended him. I defended him on the radio, and I defended him in interviews. I think he liked that. He felt it was loyal. So when he went back to the Tonight Show, he just said, I want to use Jim a lot. And they took really, really good care of me. And, you know, I love Leno, so I understand why they gave it to Fallon, younger guy, very, very huge on the internet. I mean, it was probably a smart move to compete with Kimmel. But, you know, Jay took such great care of me.
That's cool. You know, what does Jim Norton like to do to relax? And I know that I already know the answer to that, but I'm talking about vacation. Do you actually ever take vacations?
I don't go on many vacations. I really want to, but it's mostly because I'm work obsessed.
I think a lot of comedians like yourself who are successful have kind of that fear of failure. Like, you, if I go away for a while, people are going to completely forget me.
That's a great point. You know, it's not even a fear of failure. It's an expectation, an anticipation of failure. I'm not even afraid of it. I'm just waiting for it to come through the front door. But I literally am scared that if I go away for 2 weeks, everything I've worked for will be gone. I'll be forgotten, and the one opportunity I will miss. I'm always afraid of missing the party. That's exactly what it is.
You must be very happy for your pal Amy Schumer and her success. She a former opening act for you.
Yeah, I love Amy, and you know, people have asked me, like, "Well, Kevin Hart's open for you, and Amy, are you jealous?" Not at all. And I'm not saying that just to be polite. Like, I think both of them are hilarious. And when you see a funny person like Amy getting a show, and she's being Amy on the show, she's being hilarious and edgy and doing what she does on the show. So no, I'm extremely happy for her. And she puts me on her show. Like, I love her. She doesn't need to do that. You know, she's her friend.
Yeah, your appearances on her show and Louie are great. Ever been approached about a sitcom? You doing a sitcom?
I've done auditions for them. And, you know, it's funny. I was offered to shoot something in a sketch show today, but my press schedule doesn't allow it. I want to host a talk show, which I did 4 episodes on Vice, which was great. And it's going to go out to another network because Vice are great guys, but they're literally just too obsessed with the new stuff, and they have a 5-day-a-week news show on HBO now. So I didn't want to get lost in the shuffle there, so I'm actually moving to a cable network, which is actually really where I want to be.
Good to hear. Jim Norton, the third hour-long epic stand-up special, Contextually Inadequate, where you return to the Somerville Theater in Boston. Look forward to it tonight, Jim. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate you helping me promote it. I appreciate it.
Good luck, buddy.
All right, be good.
One of the hottest comedians out there. His Twitter page is hilarious, and I really hope he gets his own show soon. Sounds like it. That's it for a very quick edition of The Fake Show. Like us and share on Facebook and subscribe on iTunes. I'm Jim Tofte, and I'll talk to you later.